Greetings again, friends and neighbors, brothers and sisters. It's Pastor Bob, and it's a beautiful, wonderful Thursday in Arthur, Illinois. And today we have the second half, the back half of the fifth Jesus story called John the Baptist. So as usual, this should be more like a regular timed devotion. And I'm going to finish off how we ended yesterday and then segue right in to today's half of John the Baptist. So let's center ourselves and find ourselves in that time and space where God is. From yesterday, word of him continued to spread throughout the land. People told each other that a new prophet had come, a new Elijah, or perhaps even the long-awaited Messiah himself. The Pharisees sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to question him. They too marveled at his strangeness and his sayings. "Who are you?" they asked. "Are you the Christ?" "I am not the Christ," he answered. "Who are you then? Are you Elijah, returned to Israel?" "No, I am not," he said. "Or some other prophet? Tell us who you are so that we may give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say of yourself?" And he answered, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, he of whom Isaiah spoke." "Why do you baptize then?" they ask, if you are not the Christ or Elijah the prophet. "To prepare for another who is to come," he answered. "For there is one coming who is mightier than I, whose shoestrings I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I have indeed baptized with water, but he shall baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire." And the people kept coming to him to be baptized in the Jordan and confess their sins. He was glad when they came, but he was angry when he saw Pharisees and Sadducees among the crowds. To him, they were hypocrites, righteous, zealous, self-denying on the surface, but self-righteous in their hearts, and smugly certain that they had no need for baptism and repentance. We continue with today's half. He looked at them and cried out angrily, "You brood of snakes, who has warned you to come to me so that you might flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth deeds that show your true repentance. Do not boast and say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham for our father,' and think that is enough to save you. For I say to you that God is able to raise up children for Abraham from these very stones. Therefore, what are you? And I tell you now that the axe is ready at the roots of the trees to cut down those which do not bring forth good fruit. And they shall be cut down and cast into the fire. Repent, show good deeds while there is time." The priests and Pharisees, the Sadducees and scribes were outraged by John's words. But many people were moved and wanted to know what they should do to show their true repentance. "Give," he said. "He that has two coats, let him give one to a man who has none. And he that has more food than he needs, let him do the same." Then there came also certain publicans or tax collectors to be baptized by John. They were among the most hated of all men, for the law permitted them to extort as much money as they could out of their fellow Jews and keep for themselves any sum above that which was required by the Roman emperor. Many, though not all of them, were cruel and greedy beyond words, and the Jews regarded them as the worst of sinners. And when the tax collectors came to John, they said to him, "Master, what shall we do to show ourselves worthy of forgiveness?" "Exact no more than that which is appointed to you," answered John. "And what shall we do?" asked the soldiers. "Do violence to no man," said John. "Make no false accusations, and be content with your wages, instead of taking money in dishonest ways." Thus did John baptize and preach and answer all their questions. Dozens, scores, hundreds of people declared themselves his followers. And yet, they did not know what to make of him. They wondered in their hearts whether John might not really be the Christ. Again they asked. And again John answered, "No, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize for what he is. He is the one who, coming after me, will be preferred before me. It is he who will baptize you with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clean his threshing floor. The wheat he will gather into his granary, but the chaff he will burn up with the unquenchable fire. Will you be wheat, or will you be chaff? Repent, I say to you." There were many other warnings he gave to the people who came to listen to him. No one was spared his warning words or the wrath of his rough tongue. Wherever he saw evil, he pointed at it and denounced it, no matter what the cost might be to him. Not even Herod escaped John's outspoken criticism, for Herod Antipas, tetrarch or governor of Galilee, had married his own brother Philip's wife. No common citizen would have had gone unpunished for this crime, but no one dared to speak against a king. No one, that is, but John. John said whatever he wished about Herod's various crimes, particularly his illegal marriage. Miles away in Galilee, Herod heard of this man, whom other men were calling John the Baptist. Jesus also heard of his cousin's work. Unlike Herod, he left Galilee and went to Jordan to be baptized by John. He had not yet begun to preach himself, but now his time was come, and he was ready. John looked at him as he came and perceived something that other men did not yet know, and many more would never believe. And when Jesus asked his cousin John to baptize him as he baptized all others who came to him, John at first refused him, saying, "It is I who need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" And Jesus answered, saying, "It is fitting that we should do all righteous things." Then John led him into the river and baptized him. And when Jesus had been baptized, he rose up from the water. And as he did, so the heavens opened above him, and he saw the Spirit of God coming down like a dove to rest upon him. And he heard a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." John saw the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven and alighting upon Jesus. He knew then that Jesus was the Son of God. And Jesus himself knew, without a doubt, that he had been born of God and appointed by God to be the Savior of his people. Amen.